Murder Dog.
My intro? We can do my intro.
Do an intro. Do your intro. I like your intro. Meow. Meow for me, Seamus.
Meow.
Meow.
Meow. That's my meow.
Trigger warning. This is the Freedom Fiends, broadcasting from Pod Bay, Sit and Stay, 82 feet above sea level at Intergalactic Canine Studios. We loosen your leashes, unlatch your cage doors, and distract your handlers to keep a shock collar of statism from being clamped down on your neck. Is it working? Yeah. Can you feel it?
Yeah.
Is it working, Michael and Seamus and Phil?
I can feel it.
Yeah, I can feel it.
It's a little bit.
Yep.
It's a little low in the gut today.
As always, we're going to work on that, Phil. As always, the Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCAT, no government license. This allows reuse by anyone except governments. Learn more at BIPCAT.org.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Freedom Fiends. We're the Freedom Fiends, and we speak in one direction to the audience, so don't talk to us. Just don't contact us. No, you can't.
Just leave us alone.
Leave us alone. Actually, I think we're looking for another female host. I think we are, because it's kind of a snossage fest over here. Although I'm trying to get Lisa to come back. I think Lisa will come back. I think she's had enough.
Lisa would come back.
She's such a fiend, man. She really is. Yeah.
She is.
Could just throw a wig on Jim. Could just throw a wig on Jim.
He'd do it. He has a wig for radio. Yeah. Yeah, we got like 2.5 females right now, right? We got Pleadian, Protege.
Oh, yes.
Vlaska. We have Vlaska. We got longtime Diana. And then we've got a half a fiend in MK Lord. She's still a fiend, but she doesn't do shows anymore, I don't think. I keep running.
She's busy doing her own thing.
Wow, I really thought there were more girls on the cast.
She's got her own podcast, as far as I know, I thought.
Yeah, she does. Yeah. I checked it on SoundCloud.
Like Atheist something. The Atheist podcast? I don't know.
That was
I listened to once. It was horrible.
No. That was the old one. That was the old one. She was part of Carlos's back when she was.
It was like Icona something. It was a play on the word iconoclast. I can't remember.
Yeah. Iconosass.
Iconosass, I think, yes.
Yeah, that's what, yeah, that's she's got funny. A new solo project that she started on her, cool. That she's doing right now. So.
Yeah.
What did Phil say about MK Lords? He didn't know she was a fiend?
No, I knew that.
Oh, okay.
I think he was saying he thought there was more females than there
are. When you guys were talking about going to different podcasts, I thought you were talking about Lisa. So.
Also, you guys assumed my gender, first of all.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I asked one of the fiends today. Hey, someone's echoing. Whose headphones are really loud? I asked one of the fiends today, so how many genders do you think there are? And she said, two. Hear it alone in her apartment. and I'm like, yeah, that's kind of how it is. Like, you know, I think there's two. It's funny, too, because at least one and probably both of the gay fiends adamantly think, Steve Miller adamantly thinks there's two genders.
Yes.
You know, he's gay, but he's not an LGBTQRSPUV. And the way I put it to her was like, it's basically got to the point where if you don't go along with the fantasy as reality, it's a hate crime.
Yep.
It's so weird.
Just
man.
Like bad
it's,
audio.
Yeah. Well,
that's not even exaggerating. I mean, they're really getting people in trouble for that in like New York City and Toronto and.
Oh,
and at colleges, like
you guys familiar
actually,
with? Well, are you familiar with what's going on with Jordan Peterson up in Canada?
Yeah,
no,
a little bit. I've heard a bunch of that stuff. Yes,
I don't know what that is.
So, if you'd like for me to explain, he's this very brilliant. He's a very brilliant professor up in Canada. Can't remember the institution, but a number of students said that they were going to demand professors refer to them by the new gender pronouns, which include 50 plus genders. And he said, "No, I'm not doing it."
And is that how he talks? That's funny.
That's exactly
almost
how he talks.
Exactly, yeah.
And cool. Now he's all over television and in the media up there because people are debating him, and it's actually kind of entertaining.
Wow.
Because he got into a debate. The first public debate he was in was on a television program, and a gender studies professor told him that biological sex is a social construct, not just gender. I'm not kidding.
No,
and there is the
wow.
And, And their authority to make that claim was that they were like a professor of medical history. Like, so I work in medicine, and I'm telling you that biological sex is a social construct. It's just mind blowing.
Wow, that's a hate crime. You're using a lisp to describe this guy.
That's how she sounded.
You know what I love about The Fiends, this show? I love about this show, other than everything, and you guys, and you're all wonderful, no homo. But the thing that I really love about you guys, about this show, is that I love the popularity level we're at. And it's been at the same exact level for like 5 years. It's been like almost exactly 1,000 downloads per show, you know, give or take 100. And, you know, if we get somebody fabulous on or use some really link-baity title, it'll go up to 1,250. But, and we're on about the same number of radio stations we were on like a week after we started, like, you know, a year into, like, for 3 years on radio, we've had the same number, give or take 30, 32. You know, we lose some, we get some. The reason I like that is it's a large enough amount. You know, we probably have, I'd guess, in the middle of the night, probably, you know, between the, we're on 32 stations, but not all at the same time. So I would guess at a given time, we're probably being listened to live between 3,000 and 5,000 people, something like that. But it's a number of people that's enough to have a real audience and have an impact. And like, people know who we are, and memes that we do start and carry on, and people say stuff that we say who've never heard of us, like state speech is hate speech. And Lou helped spread and create, believe it or not, Lou Fiend helped create taxation is theft as a meme. And there's a whole bunch of other things. Don't drone me, bro. We made that up. A bunch of other stuff that's out there because of us. And especially the stressing on not having horrible audio. But so we have an audience, but we don't have enough of an audience that we get in trouble for conversations like this. Like, you know, if you have a million listeners and you have the conversation revving right now, like, you wake up to people outside your offices with signs, you know?
Yeah.
And that never happens.
Well, it's like, if you have a million listeners and you say controversial things like there are only two genders and biological sex is not a social construct, people will descend upon you, which is really frightening. Like you said, we have to live this mass delusion and help, like, aid others in their persistence in it.
You know, I don't think there are any fiends who believe there are more than two genders, now that I think of it. MK Lawrence might, but I don't want to sound like I'm picking on her and putting anything in her mouth, but she, I think I've heard her say
that. I think she actually does believe that. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought furry was a gender.
Who? Furry? Yeah. My preferred pronoun is Bip. Bitcoin. Bipcot. Bip self. Yeah. No, there's only two genders. Okay, how about that for a show title? And then let's move on. There are only two genders.
Only two genders.
Yeah. Triggering. Yeah, let's get 1,250. Yes. Let's get 1,250. So we'll get the usual 1,000, and we'll get 250 angry people who listen to half the show.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's get some insane SJWs and send them on a wild goose chase to try to find our offices so they can protest.
But it's like,
or our advertisers.
Exactly. Go after the advertisers, please. I beg you.
We have one paid advertiser. We have one paid advertiser. They're anarchists and they live in Malaysia. All right. Good luck, man.
Honestly, though, I think the great thing is our opinion on this matter is so common sense that no one's going to listen to this podcast and then get upset that we didn't explain why there are only two genders.
Like, I was expecting to learn something.
Oh, so like, you think people that people are going to be mad? They're going to think it's link bait because we just said what they already believe?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Well, I'm pretty sure that most of the stations we're on are AM, aren't they?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that nobody even slightly left of the spectrum ever tunes into AM radio.
Oh, there's AM talk radio, but there's actually the network we're on is like us, Free Talk Live, Alex Jones, and like 74 right-wing constitution lickers, and then one gay gun grabber from San Francisco who would probably try to hang you for saying there's two genders.
Isn't that redundant? A gay gun grabber from San Francisco?
No. Well, we're going to talk. Okay, we're going to segue into that. That's a good topic. The topic of like, why does the left always believe this and why does the right always believe this historically? I mean, you could. Are we done beating the two genders to death?
No, I think we're all on the same page there.
Sure, we could beat it.
We're
some
done
more,
beating the two genders to death. Okay. Yeah. So I want to talk a little bit about this idea of why does the left, I mean, there's exceptions, but why do Democrats generally believe one Chinese takeout menu of things and Republicans and the right always believe one another group of diametrically opposed things? Like, for instance, you know, if somebody says, oh, I'm voting for Hillary, she's wonderful, you know, in this, or if they were back when she was running, that was hilarious that she thought she had a chance. I thought she had a chance, but yeah,
so like, I thought she was gonna win.
Yeah, I thought she had it in the bag. Yeah, I was very surprised.
Like
Chris Cantwell, Chris Cantwell thought she had it in the bag to the point where he got drunk after being sober for like 9 months and was crying. And he went into the local Democratic headquarters in Keene and started yelling at the people in their office.
Oh my God.
He got in trouble with the cops. And the cops showed up. They're like, Chris. Wait, do an Irish accent. I can't do it, Seamus. Chris, come here.
Calm down, Chris. You have to calm down there.
Put down your shillelagh.
It'll be all right.
Put down your shillelagh and your ale.
We'll give you a shillelagh stick to walk home with, Chris.
We'll give you a ride home. Okay.
In the paddy wagon.
Paddy wagon.
You know, that's why it's
that's racist.
Hey, that should be your radio name.
Paddy wagon. Oh, man.
Paddy wagon. Well, you know that's actually the reason it was called the paddy wagon was to slur the Irish.
Cops roll.
So many Irish people got arrested. Well, no, before the Irish even became all the police officers, we were just being arrested by all the police officers. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's a line in 30 Rock where Alec Baldwin's character, Jack, what's his name? Jack Irishman.
I know.
Yeah, he was giving a stirring speech about the greatness of the Irish, and he said that one of the lines was, "We built and then filled America's jails."
Oh, he's
true
right.
Story.
Yeah, and he's one of those inveterate liberals. But you know, why do liberals? I mean, it used to be the Democrats were the people who, like, burned crosses on black people's yards, but changed around the Kennedy time.
The short answer is propaganda, because it just, whatever the propaganda shifts to, that's what the talking points become, that's what the useful idiots on both sides believe.
I have a really controversial thought. I'll save my thoughts on abortion and politics for when we get back from this trip to the market.
Cliffhanger.
what did Velasquez start saying? But wait, there's more. Yes. Yeah, that's it. I like that. But wait, there's more.
You're listening to the Freedom Fiends, and I'm beaming these words into your cerebellum.
Are you sick of seeing peaceful people being locked away for victimless crimes? Instead of trying to get out of jury duty, consider taking it so you can do the right thing. A single juror with a conscience can send someone home to their family instead of to a jail cell. If there's no victim, how can there be a crime? And if the judge or prosecutor are keeping you in the dark, what are they trying to hide? You can vote your conscience instead of being a pawn of the state. For more information, Google jury nullification or check out the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Yeah, a good 70% of Seattle, I think, is proud county. Proud commie and proud.
What is there to be proud of?
Really.
But wait, there's more! We're going to talk about abortion and politics. We never talk about abortion and politics. So here's my little thought experiment. Historically, the right wing is always very, very against abortion, and the left wing is always very for, I would say, for abortion, not even for legal abortion. I mean, I've actually heard some 60s feminist recently got back in the news by saying, I'm so proud that I had an abortion or something like that.
Gloria Steinem.
Yeah, Steinem.
Yeah.
Man, I love having a Catholic on the show who's young and hip and has his pulse on what's going on. It's in your Catholic newsletters, isn't it?
I learned about Gloria Steinem, I believe, just through my research into feminism. And people make fun of her because she has that shirt that says, I had an abortion, and she, like, smiles when she wears it. But then she has a quote where she says, if gun control can save even one child, we need it. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, that's the irony between that the right always uses of pointing out the hypocrisy of her saying that when she's killing children and she's talking about saving children. But I would turn around and the real irony is that the right wing tend to be all in favor of blowing up wedding parties at the Middle East to get one possibly bad guy, you know, with a kind of make some omelet, break some eggs kind of thing. But, you know, how many unborn children do you think you're killing by blowing up a wedding party? There's always pregnant ladies at weddings.
Well, that's a good point. That's a really good point. But I haven't considered
On top of that, they're also, most of those people are also perfectly willing to send their own children off to get blown up in war. So
they don't I would say that's a more difficult...
The right-wingers.
I hear what you're saying, but I think that's a more difficult argument to make because you can say at that point the child is old enough to consent to fight in the war, whereas a kid that gets blown up at a wedding party just had no say in the matter.
Yeah, I mean, I guess my belief, I mean, this is kind of a side trip from where I'm trying to go, but my belief is that age of consent for everything should be when you're willing to support yourself. So, you know, if you're 14 and want
Wait a minute. What about a 28-year-old a communist who just wants to live off his parents? He's not willing to support himself. No one's consenting to anything with him.
No one's consenting to anything with him anyway. So what is there to worry about?
Nice neckbeard quote. Nice neckbeard dig. That's funny. That is funny. So here's what I'm getting at is I could picture waking up in like an alternate universe where everything's the same except one thing, and it's that in the alternate universe, left wingers are anti-abortion and right wingers are pro-abortion. Here's why. We're going to lose stations over this. That's our only fear, really. It's not like getting boycotted or having people outside the office with signs. It's losing stations. But hear me out, people who love the Lord and own our stations. And we have someone that can quote Bible quotes to back up whatever I come up with. And then we have someone else on the show that can quote statistics and back me up. We have a statistician and a Catholic apologist. Did you call yourself
being
that?
A statistician Catholic apologist. Mean
Michael, Catholics don't read the Bible. No. According to like every fundamentalist I've talked to, that seems to be their perception of us.
Do you have a personal relationship with Jesus, or do you have to go through your guardian angel and 12 saints and Jesus' mother before you get to talk to him?
I do have a personal relationship with Jesus, and that's why I'm part of the church. That's why I'm part of the Catholic Church. Because the church is his bride, the church is his bride, as is stated in Scripture, and so to be a part of that church is
so
to have
weird.
A relationship with him.
We're going to get kicked off stations for having a Catholic. Protestants run talk radio, you know that, right?
I do now.
They run Northern Ireland, too, and I'm not happy about it.
we're going to get letter bombs, man. Don't get me in trouble. I'm not part of your... I've told you my story about setting foot downtown in Belfast the first time, right? With my two punk rock friends that were hosting my film showing there. And I was like, wow, this is so... I flew there from Edinburgh, England, went to... the island of Ireland, but first went to Belfast in Northern Ireland. I was like, wow, this is so cool being in Ireland. I've never been in Ireland. And they're like, shut up. You're going to get us killed. Because I was like proudly proclaiming it walking down the street. But here's why. Before we go real quick, I hear it coming. I hear them bells coming, but liberals should, Republicans should be pro-abortion because it reduces the voter base of the left.
But that's it. But that's if you're
okay,
going
now,
to play
now,
devil's
now,
advocate.
Now.
You're listening to The Freedom Fiends, an invigorating alternative to those other shows.
Ever struggle for the right thing to say at a party? Want something to break the ice? Get the free Freedom Fiends Android app, Pocket Alibi. Pocket Alibi will help you have things to say. It'll replace verbal communication when you're not speaking with somebody.
I value your input.
It'll make you the hit of any party.
Not my circus, not my monkeys.
Will it work?
Not a guarantee.
It's a great icebreaker, too. Comes loaded with hundreds of original funny sayings with great voices and great recording quality. It's arranged into 7 categories. Disclaimers.
You should never do the thing I'm talking about.
Excuses.
I'm sorry, sir. An older girl told me to do it.
Advice. Fun. Fun, too.
Get off me, kitty.
Libertarian pickup lines.
Hey, baby. Hold my camera while I yell at this meter maid.
State speech is hate speech.
Bark. Bark for the state.
Get Pocket Alibi today on Google Play for free. Again, search for Pocket Alibi. That's Pocket Alibi. A-L-I-B-I.
Pocket Alibi? Pocket Alibi? Pocket Alibi? Pocket Alibi? Pocket Alibi?
Does this app make me look fat?
Yeah, me too.
People don't know what we're talking about. We're not going to tell them.
Nope. Didn't we get complaints about that?
Oh, yeah. From people who want us to do the show they want us to do. They don't want us to talk to
show them. The show that they wish they could do.
Yeah, well, they should go to creamyradioaudio.com and learn to do their own show, because I wrote it. Everything we do, I wrote how to do it. So, yeah.
They should learn to do a good show from the person who does the show they hate.
Yeah, like make the list of what they don't like and then don't do it on their show. And make the list of what they like and do it on their show. Oh, creamyradioaudio.com. Also, go to purse.io or go to the Freedom Fiend site and go to the purse link in the top right. And use purse. It's a great way to spend Bitcoin on Amazon. Or if you want to get some Bitcoin and you can't get it wherever you are, like Wyoming, can't get it here. Most sites that sell Bitcoin for money will not do it in Wyoming because there's stupid laws against, like, basically, if you want to sell it in this state, you have to have like the equal amount of Bitcoin and money on hand. It's a weird thing that goes back to, like, you know, check cashing laws or something. So
it's really weird,
but you can trade Bitcoin. You can buy an Amazon gift card and sell it for Bitcoin on there. And if you go to the Freedom Fiend site, you can even get 0.01 Bitcoin, which is about $12 right now, after your first exchange of more than $50 in there. If you use the Freedom Fiends link or use the affiliate code Fiend, not Fiends, Fiend, because there's only one, you, the listener.
Nice.
Nice. So moving right along.
The smallest also, minority is the Fiend.
It is.
That's a good better show title. Fiend.
No, it's not. Uh-huh. I really want to pee people off.
No, it's not.
It's great.
Save that one
it's
in the bank,
show
though.
Title for another night.
Save that one in the bank. That was good.
The smallest minority
is the fiend.
Yeah. God, I can't write with my pen anymore. It's like I could have typed that 8 times.
You need a crayon?
It took me to write it illegibly, and I won't be able to read it later.
Oh, your handwriting in general.
Small Misha is a fiend. Small Mentor is the fiend. Whatever. I can't even read it now. Yeah. So the other thing is I now have a Patreon. It's the Fiend's Patreon, but it's the Michael Dean Patreon, too. And I have I have 5 people Patreoning, and I think I've got like what $36 a month coming in. So I could use more.
Wow.
So go do it.
For 5 people,
I've been running it for like 2 weeks, but I need more. So there's a link on the Fiend site for Patreon. So do it, people. Do it, do it, do it, do it.
The what you were mentioning earlier. So I realized something. You made the argument that you could see Republicans being in favor of abortion because that would limit the voter base of the Democrats. Mm-hmm. But I think you could actually turn that into an argument for Republicans theoretically, because they could say, well, I mean, we care more about human life than we care about our party by that logic.
Yeah. That I don't see that on a banner or a bumper sticker. I try to picture it on a bumper sticker, and if I can't picture it, I don't think it would work. But it's a good point. I could see someone saying it on the floor of Congress, but I don't really see the voter base chanting it, I guess is what I'm saying.
I do think that's the view most conservatives, Republicans take.
I like what you said about tax-funded welfare, which is kind of an extension of my thing. What was that you said during the break?
Yeah, so what I said is, even though I couldn't necessarily see the right supporting abortion for those reasons, I could see them supporting tax-funded birth control, which, again, isn't something we're arguing in favor of, but their logic would be we're essentially sterilizing the people on welfare.
Yeah.
Eugenics, baby. We make eugenics fun again.
Which is actually what Planned Parenthood was founded for, if you read it.
That's true. Well, yes, because Margaret Sanger was a horrible, horrible woman.
She's horrible. She's horrible.
A very bad woman.
Bad, nasty woman.
Yes.
All right. What do we say? We could also see in this alternate universe that made more sense, liberals would be more in favor of private gun ownership than Republicans, because Republicans love the state and love the police and love the military, and I could see trusting them to protect them. And I could see liberals arming themselves more, believing, first of all, that the government doesn't help them when needed because they're a minority, because they're Democrats. And also because, you know, Chairman Mao said,
I can't say that name anymore without falling into
I know. There's so many cats named Chairman Meow. There's a cat named Chairman Meow in a phone game that my wife plays with. It's the one with the cats. You know that game with the cats? Yeah, that one. But Chairman Mao said that power comes from the barrel of a gun. Which, you know, I had a thing that was a bumblebee up my bonnet a couple of years ago. I was trying to figure out, or maybe 4 years ago. So, you know, the thing that makes sense, that's one of the first things that you hear as a young, newly minted or, you know, wet around the ears, still kind of status libertarian, trying to go all the way to real libertarian, you know, full on. To go full on ANCAP or even full on minarchist. You hear this thing of, all laws are backed by threat of a cage or threat of a gun. And, you know, it's a really good thought experiment to use on statists, you know, because you say that and they're like, no, they're not. We need more laws. And you're like, well, you also think the police are a problem. There should be less police, but you're wanting more laws. Why, you know, why do you want more laws? That means you want more police to enforce them. Nuh-uh, people just enforce, you know, people just obey laws. No, they don't. You know, a law is just a suggestion with a threat behind it. No, it isn't. You know, I'm arguing with myself being the statist and the libertarian, but it's like, it basically comes down to, you know, all laws are enforced at the threat of you being thrown in a cage, because if you violate the thing, eventually the cops are going to come. If you tell them to go away, you know, they're going to come in your house. And if you tell them to get out of your house or try to defend yourself or even put your hands up to protect yourself, they're going to put a gun to your head and or shoot you and or take you off to a cage. That's not always the progression, but it's mostly the progression. You know, if you resist.
Well, I was going to say it's only not the normally the progression, because most people stop resisting at a certain point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If everybody resisted, it would be.
So that more, thought more experiment, like, that's libertarian 101. Like, people who still live with their mother, still have never worked a day in their life, are explaining, who want to explain how economics work to you, but they've never worked a day in their life. They know that thing. That's like the first thing that really grabs a lot of people in liberty. And it worked for me. And I was trying to figure out who came up with that. And I had like an open call on the Freedom Fiends to tell, like, where's the furthest back place you heard that? And it generally came down to, like, the first libertarian someone heard, you know, like Ian Freeman said, you know, like all the young people said, oh, I think Ron Paul said it, or Molyneux, or Ron Paul. Ugh, Molyneux. Oh, by the way, oh yeah, we're going to talk about my April Fool's joke later about Molyneux being on the show. He's not.
Molly Poo.
Molly Poo. I saw that.
Yeah.
I saw that.
Yeah. So that's like, you know, the libertarian gun concept, or the gun in the room concept.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't Molyneux. It wasn't Ron Paul. Ian Freeman, who's been a libertarian for a lot longer, said Harry Brown. No, it wasn't Harry Brown. Some people came close by saying Chairman Mao, kind of, you know, in what, the 30s? When was that? No, the 50s? When was Mao?
Mao was Meow. 50s, 50s, 60s.
But then it goes back to like something similar that Buckminster Fuller said. But really what it goes back to, it's something that Lysander Spooner said about 100 years ago in Constitution and No Authority.
That'll be over.
And it's like his thing is like 2 pages long, you know, his description of it. It's the, if you search in that book, the phrase, it's not road pirates. What's the phrase he uses?
Road pirates.
Highwaymen. Highwaymen.
Yes, highwaymen.
If you search the phrase highwaymen in the PDF of that book, you like road pirates?
Road pirate radio. Road pirate radio. No, that's a bad thing. Road pirates are what my kids call cops. Actually,
good.
My
although I don't like it because pirates have like a cheery, yarg.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know.
Besides, pirate radio is good, and like it has the same name. And pirating software is good.
Well, it's just cute when they say it. So I'll break them.
Your kids could say like a long name of a weird chemical, and it would be cute though. Your kids are adorable.
I was just going to throw this out there. What you mentioned being able to see people on the left support gun control for the reason, or I'm sorry, support ownership of guns for the reasons that they claim not to trust the police. And there was a joke I made on my YouTube channel and Facebook page a while ago that, you know, just a few years ago, probably 1-2 years ago, people on the left were saying and continue to say, you're a paranoid maniac if you think you need a gun to revolt against the government. And then as soon as Trump started running, Trump is literally Hitler.
Yes.
He's going to overthrow the government.
Yeah, that's a good one.
We're going to be living under tyranny. The leftist groups
are actually marching with guns now.
Oh, I heard about that. Yeah.
They don't know how to use them.
Well, I was going to say, I saw some pictures.
They're buying them.
Well, there was pictures that turned into memes of those, and a couple of them, I think they were still holding pellet guns. At least some of the people. It wasn't like
that's
actual.
Hilarious.
You know, I think that all comes from Chairman Meow, but it also comes from that saying, arm the homeless, which is, you know, I don't see why the homeless shouldn't be armed, except that phrase is basically saying, allow them to mug you to redistribute wealth. It's a sticker on the guitar player's guitar in, what's that commie band, Rage Against the Machine? Yeah. You know, a friend of mine taught that guy communism in high school. A really good friend of mine, Jeff Ramone. If you ever see me talking to him on Facebook, he's someone I know
not
in
related.
Person and have
oh,
not.
No.
He's not the Ramones, but he's Jeff Ramone. Went to school with who's the guitar player in that band? Who's like the driving force?
Tom Morello.
Yeah. He went to high school with him and turned like my friend Jeff Ramone is kind of a commie and. Now, even still, but not so much now that he's got a job and he's supporting himself. It's kind of funny. But when he was in high school, he was a communist, as a lot of young people who still live with their mother are. And he, you know, turned Tom Morello onto the Little Red Book and how cool it was. And like they both started dressing like Chairman Meow. It's Jeff Ramone's fault. But I keep Jeff Ramone around because I like him as a friend. I know him in person. But I also like to be able to block libertarians and anarchists and voluntarists who are rude on the social networks and be able to say to them, oh, but I still have a communist friend because he's polite to me. So that's another reason.
So he's your token communist.
Well, yeah, no, anyway, because we've hung out. He's a Bomb fan. Like he came to see Bomb in Chicago when he was like 15. Like he used to write me fan letters. Like he was the only dude. He was the only dude that wrote me fan letters. Like back when you had to send mail.
He sent you snail mail fan letters.
Yeah, we used to get a lot of fan letters. I Xeroxed up like form letters to answer mail one time. And it was like, it was really fun. Like check one, you know, like sleeping in your bed, having sex with your sister, wrecking your house, playing your town. And I used that for a while. That was back when I had my checks with Michael Dean Rockstar on them.
Nice.
Yeah, good times.
Nice.
All right. Enough of that.
Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean. This is what radio sounds like now.
Are you a political activist who does things that the government might not like? Then this free ebook may save your life. Rats is your guide to protecting yourself against snitches, informers, informants, agents provocateur, narcs, finks, and similar vermin. Rats was written by OG libertarian Claire Wolf. Rats is a short book, easy to read, and available free in many formats. Download Rats free at rats-nosnitch.com. That's rats-nosnitch.com.
I'm a senator. Gorge like a Roman senator in an orgy at the tax.
And then the chef says.
And then the chef said, what's that from?
We're back on.
Oh, we're back on. I didn't see you there. I didn't see you come in.
I'll continue this joke later.
Yeah, it's too good for the audience. No, they're good. It's just too good for radio where you can't talk about
things. Thanks, FCC.
Things. Thanks, FCC.
Right. Gotta love
like Bob Dylan said, Like Bob Dylan said, if my thought dreams could be seen, they'd probably put my head in a guillotine. All right, so we're talking about, what is it, backwards day? What was that thing on Pee-wee's Playhouse?
Opposite day.
Opposite day. So we're talking about opposite day. Like, you know, like, what if Republicans liked abortion? And what if Democrats liked guns?
And reasons why they would, not necessarily.
Yeah, here's I got one for you conservatives listening. Why aren't you anti-interventionist? Because it's the fiscally, they don't even know what that is. Why are you so into going to war at the drop of a hat? First of all, that's what makes more wars. Yeah, and that's what makes people want to blow up your people is you blowing up their people. And you could say, well,
blowback isn't it. Blowback isn't a thing. They've been fighting themselves for centuries.
Yeah, but that's sort of true, but it's sort of not true, but it's sort of true. But
it's true, but it's been exacerbated.
When you blow up a wedding party, you make 50 more terrorists.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. It's been exacerbated.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it's kind of like throwing a grenade into a pile of gasoline, you know, the U.S. being all over the military, all over there all the time. You know, the thing is, too, like the U.S. could take care of its own energy supply even without going to fossil fuels, like basically Wyoming, Montana. You know, well, I shouldn't give any ideas because it would ruin the place I live, it would make it unlivable. So I'll just shut up. But really, if you say you're fiscally conservative, you should be anti-interventionist and you should be anti-war on drugs. Because think about this, if you actually got a bill every month for your share of the war on drugs, you'd want to end it tomorrow.
Yeah. Yep.
And you could say, well, it's called taxes. No, it's not. Like, it's called taxes. It's called printing money to devalue your dollars. And it's called like robbing your grandchildren to pay for the war on drugs today. So if you believe rightly that you shouldn't pay for someone's food stamps, why do you believe that you should throw him in a cage for having weed or even some crystal meth? Because if you throw him in a cage, you're paying a lot more in his food stamps. You know, you're paying his food, his board, his medical, and everything.
And he'll probably get better quality stuff in there, too.
Yeah. Yep.
Or overpriced.
So while we're talking about opposite day, I did this thing. I've rebranded April Fool's Day. It's now called Talk Like a Statist Day. I posted this thing. I've been planning this for a month. I put it on my calendar a month ago at like midnight East Coast time, which was like 10 p.m. my time, I changed my avatar on Facebook to be a Blue Lives Matter, honor, courage, family, friend, America, blue line, American flag avatar, which is something I'd never put up.
Horrible to look
without,
at.
Without irony. You know, it's that's basically saying you believe in unlimited power to enforce nanny laws.
All hail the police
at your
state.
Expense. Yeah. Yeah. Please. You know, the people who post those things, here's another, like, how is this a thing? Is people who have like a don't tread on me flag and a thin blue line. Flag of their truck.
They're the ones that the other flag like that, the, oh, please tread on me flag was created for. That's what they want. Basically,
yeah, because if you believe in don't tread on me, the police are who tread on you. Yes. And it's who, you know, you want them to have unlimited power. But if there's ever a president in there that's really anti-gun, and that could be Trump in his second or even the end of his first term, I don't think he's a gun lover. And he's, you know what I think? I think he's going to require licensure of anyone who has a gun and like make it, and the trade-off's going to be your concealed carry permit will work in any state like your driver's license does, but I think you're gonna have to take a loyalty oath to America to carry a gun. I'll bet you.
We'll talk
like a statist day when we get back. Go ahead, Jeremy.
I was just gonna say, at the very least, there'll be like a federal registration attached to it.
Yeah,
you know. So
honestly, I don't think he cares.
The oath may be optional.
He'll just do whatever's expedient.
whatever works for him. Whatever true. He feels like doing. He just writes laws by Twitter. You know, they've said that laws should be so short you can read them and understand them. I think that's what his Twitter feed is going to turn into.
But may not be.
He can pass any law, but it has to be 140 characters or less.
The Constitution of the Twitter States. I didn't really get on board with that.
But wait, there's more after this trip to the free market.
Are you sick of government lackeys who say you didn't build that? Are you tired of elitists who think you need a government permission slip for everything? Everything you do is an A to B conversation, and the government should see their way out of it. Create true free markets by adopting the BIPCOT No Government License. The BIPCOT NoGov license allows use or modification of any product, service, or software except by governments or government agents. Go to BIPCOT.org. That's Bravo, India, Papa, Charlie, Oscar, Tango.org.
Real. This is the Freedom Fiends, broadcasting through the Libertarian Reeducation Center's low orbit ion cannon high atop Financial Beast Plaza on the artificial satellite LibPair 2017 in the Alpha Centauri region. The Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT no government license. This allows reuse by anyone except governments. Learn more at BIPCOT.org.
My preferred pronoun is BIP.
I knew you had it in you, Phil. Thank you.
I got through it.
That's good.
I didn't say. Yep.
So this is Freedom Fiends. This episode is called "There Are Only Two." What is it? Genders.
Genders.
Yeah.
Genders.
I forget.
Yeah. BIP and BIT, right?
Yep.
Those are the
BIP,
two.
BIP and BIT. BIP. What would be the binary?
BIP and BIT.
BIP and not BIP. BIP and BIT. Okay. All right. Yeah. No, we think there's only two genders. So for the two stations joining us in the second hour, one in Sundance, Wyoming, and the other in Belle Fouche.
I do love that.
That's still an awesome name. That is just an awesome name for a city.
It really is.
Belle Fouche.
Yep.
I still can't get over that name.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. So we're talking in the first segment. Oh, by the way, let's do our names. I'm Michael Dean. Who else we got there?
I am Phil.
Hey, Phil. What's up, Phil?
How's it going, Phil?
Seamus.
It's good.
I'm Seamus, guys. My name is Seamus.
Yes,
and I'm a fiend. Hi, Seamus.
Hi, Seamus.
Yes, and yeah. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Jeremy.
Heisen Kitten.
Heisen Kitten.
That's my favorite one. That's what
Heisen
I
hot dog.
What's your favorite one? Heisen Kitten or Heisen N-word?
Heisen Edward makes me laugh. Just the way Steve told the story the first time makes me laugh every time. But Heisen Kitten is my personal favorite.
I made up Heisen Kitten. Some crackhead in Kensington, Philly.
Allegedly.
Made up, allegedly. He was great. I like Steve. I miss Steve.
I do miss
Steve. He's not juggalo. Dead. He's what? What?
I never get to do shows with him anymore.
Yeah.
What'd you say, Phil? He's a juggalo?
Isn't he the juggalo?
He pretends to be a juggalo. He's a juggalo because you'll say he's a juggalo. That's why he's a juggalo.
Yeah, you're not actually a juggalo until you have the axe tattoo, I think.
Until you've killed somebody with an axe? Yeah. Until you've kidnapped a child for a few hours. I think
that's how that works?
Makes you a juggalo.
I think you also have to bathe in Faygo for at least an hour.
You have to eat. This is
I don't
body.
Know what that
Drink.
Is.
This is my blood. Faygo. Oh,
yeah. Faygo is a... is. It, yeah, basically the poorest of
cheap
people's
diet
soda.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh,
it's the people's
I used to
soda.
Love it when I was a kid.
Ugh.
Funny enough.
Ugh. Nah, we had Coke, Diet Coke. So,
I had RC Cola back then.
Royal Crown.
Yeah.
The Mad Dog of sodas.
That's right.
Ooh, Mad Dog vodka. That stuff was fun.
So on April 1st, the other day was April 1st, and. I changed my avatar on Facebook to be the thin blue line American flag that said like duty, honor, courage. It was a, you know, support the police no matter what. They're always right. They're your friends kind of thing, which I would never post. And good conservatives should never post because you're basically saying I worship the people that are going to take my guns one day.
Yep.
Yep. So I posted it. To be ironic, and I posted it like at exactly midnight East Coast time. Actually, I think a half hour before. Yeah, because some people were baffled. Like, my favorite comment was Ian Minnelli, who is a Catholic priest.
Yes,
no,
he is.
No, he's a Protestant, isn't he? Is he
Catholic? I think I thought he was a Catholic priest. I thought both the him.
He's
the one who's fathering.
He's the storefront Catholic priest, and the other Catholic priest is a megachurch Catholic priest, or not a megachurch, but one of them big old, you know, Whore of Babylon church. I'm sorry, no, one of those big old churches. I won't say,
wait, are you? He's like at a cathedral. Yeah, we don't have megachurches.
Yeah.
Not about right. That.
That's a Protestant thing. Yeah. No, he's got a cathedral.
Exactly. Have the original megachurches.
They're both equally as close to God. I'm trying to get him to put a pirate radio antenna on top of that church. I don't think he'll do it, but play the Fiends 24/7.
Yeah, good luck on that one.
That would be awesome.
I don't know, man. Now I don't want to get the guy in trouble, but he listens to the Fiends all the time, and he's a Catholic priest. Yeah.
This is true.
Yep.
They both and both are.
I'm not even going to say his name on here because I just made it sound like he's a criminal, and I don't think he is. So, so speaking of criminals, so I basically like changed my avatar to look like a cop licker, and it was really funny. I'm the first person I've seen do that. Have you guys seen anyone do that? Like April 1st for an anarchist to pretend, anarcho-capitalist to pretend to be statist?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Well, I see people did statuses. I don't know if I noticed any pictures changing, but
Okay.
Yeah, I've seen all day long people. You may have started early. I don't know. I just
My friend Muhammad.
Yeah, I saw
I'm not sure. My friend Muhammad posted I'm with her.
There goes another
Hillary.
No, he said I'm with her. He posted as his profile picture.
A Hillary thing, but he's very not Hillary. Yeah.
No, very not Hillary. Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. So when was this? Was this last April 1st?
No, this was actually this year. So I think you might have done it earlier because you actually did it the day before, didn't you? You did it.
I did it
11:45 my time.
Yeah. Yeah. Because somebody was like, I don't get it. Someone said, I don't get it. And I said, wait an hour. So it caused, like I lost followers off this. Like there were people who didn't get it. And like one woman was like, how are you my friend? Well, first of all, I hate that Facebook has co-opted the word friend.
You know, it should be Facebook
for follower. It's really sick to me. It's a sickness.
Well,
and it's intentionally creepy.
I did see that from the people who posted statuses all day long. Like stuff like that. I saw the same thing the next day. They're like, well, I lost this many friends. All of a sudden, I noticed I was down two today.
Because, you mean the people that copied me and posted the same kind of thing? Or the James Weeks and somebody else posted the same thing? Jason Paradise.
Like that, yeah.
They shared mine as theirs. But
they also posted people also, like I said, they did not just photos, but statuses, but everybody liked that because there's so many people that are just defriend you for like they see one post you make and they're like, oh, that's great. I agree with that. And they have no idea what you're about.
Yeah. Yeah. Like there was one guy got insane. There was a guy named Kyle Gene Moody. Do you know who that is? Anybody friends with him?
Yes, I know Kyle.
Tell me about him.
I don't know him.
So-called friends in common with me, so I figured some of you know him.
If I'm thinking of the same guy, he's actually from Colorado. I want to say
maybe he's a Larkin Rose groupie. He's got pictures of him hugging Larkin Rose.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, he's very easy to anger.
Yeah, it was funny. It was kind of hilarious.
Somebody who gets easily duped.
He's like, a jock.
One of those people.
I looked at his pictures. He's a total jock. Like,
so you're saying that Kevin Moody is kind of moody.
Kyle Moody is kind of Moody. Yes. Yeah. But he got like, he started posting like pictures of people shooting cops, encouraging shooting cops. And I blocked the pictures and blocked him. But before he did that, he kept posting like he kept calling me a statist and calling me a cop.
Well, yeah.
Licker.
Well, yeah, and, because he
and I said, it's April Fools. He's. We got any fiends? Board op. Let me know if we're back on air. Yeah. 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 We got any other fiends here? Yeah. We're back. Sign in, guys. All right. So I guess we got droned because we were talking about the government and how we don't like them. That's my theory. So I was talking about somebody getting really, really, really mad because I posted a pro-state thing as a joke. Because I think that from now on, April 1st should be called Talk Like a Statist Day. I think it's pretty funny. And Free Talk Live, actually later Free Talk Live. Hey, Fiend.
Hello.
Later Free Talk Live did the first part of their show, the first 5 minutes of their show in Talk Like a Statist mode. I think one of our, one of my peoples saw that and wrote them and said they should do it. And they did it. And it was really funny.
Nice.
It was like they even made up names and, you know, they were like, we need more government. And oh, they only suspended the kid for having a toy gun picture. They should have shot him, you know, things like that. So yeah, the government droned us, and we'll be back to talk about Kyle Moody and why he's a big fat statist.
Thanks, yeah. Government.
Thanks, government.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and some of his weird friends. And yes, we're broadcasting this into space.
Making the world a better place with Great Liberty Media is not easy, but it is effective. Making the world a better place with Great Liberty Media doesn't even pay very much at all. Sometimes we even have to pay out of our own pockets. But we do it because we have to. For you. And for the children. Here at the Freedom Fiends, we've been producing amazing and effective Liberty Media every day since 2011. Radio shows, podcasts, movies, music, cryptocurrencies, and yes, even memes. The Freedom Fiends also run the world's only Liberty Media Teaching Hospital and the world's only voluntarist media university. Our hands-on classes educate and shape hundreds of the great Liberty speakers of today and tomorrow, and they, in turn, will teach and inspire others. Heck, even the ones who got fired or quit in a huff still hold useful skills and equipment to hone their own Liberty Media and teach others. Freedom Fiends Media and our students' media is a rising groundswell to help create happy Liberty lives around the world and maybe even on to Alpha Centauri. Kitty cats and puppies like living in Liberty homes more than in statist homes. So please donate to the Freedom Fiends, if only for the kitties. Hashtag please donate Freedom Fiends. Think of the kitties.
Freedom Fiends, yeah. Yeah. Freedom Fiends, yeah. So, yeah. When you get an argument with me on the air, I mean on Freedom, on the social networks, and you think you get the last word, you really don't, because then I come on the radio and talk about you by name. So really, I'm just using this guy Kyle Moody as an example of like Moody. He was the more extreme version of it. Also, it wasn't really the mood. Like the mood of the post was light and funny and still making fun of authority, but you know, some people took it really seriously. What did you say that guy did one time, like said I'll show up at that guy's house or something?
Oh, it was, I just went and looked this up about a year ago, a little over a year ago. I posted some comment on either, it was either some military or some police meme that was floating around like amongst all those conservative pages and getting lots of likes.
And all know. The people who fight for your freedoms, like free speech, wanted to kill you for your free speech.
Well, yeah, exactly. So they got a lot of people got mad. And a couple people, you know, sent me somewhat threatening.
Pro military people wanted to kill you.
Yes,
and pro cop people. Yeah,
It wasn't even. Yeah, as far now, I'm like remembering. I'm pretty sure it was military, and they weren't veterans. They were just like groupies, and they were very mad. And I hadn't spoken to this guy Kyle much before this. Like we'd interacted in a couple of groups. Yeah, a couple of groups here or there, and he sent me he was involved in that thread in this picture that this meme that we were having this argument on, and he just sends me this private message. It's like, I live really close to that guy, such and such, whoever we were arguing with, and then he's like, just you know, just between you and me, so just let me know. And that was it. That was like the extent of the conversation.
Wow.
Yeah, like basically just give me the word. And I'll go, you know, I'm like, all right, thanks.
Hey, Jeremy.
That. Yes.
Stop snitching. Jeremy.
Hey, man. I'll,
so basically, I'll... you're saying this guy implied that he would do something possibly violent with a nod, wink, wink, dog whistle, and you're snitching? Okay, cool.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So I'm just trying to divert his anger to you.
Hey, man, I don't...
Nah, the guy's a big douche,
you're going to sick James on me with his whole snitching thing?
Nah.
James Weeks.
James, I wouldn't say James takes it too far, but I don't know. James is a communist, isn't he?
No, he is.
That's what Lou said.
And James has very adamantly said repeatedly on this show, in fact, that he is not, nor has he ever been a communist.
Stop snitching. Yeah, stop telling people things about James.
What? He's an anarchist without adjectives, right? Which means
isn't
communist.
April Fool's Day over already?
Which means lies. Communist. Well, MK Lords is also one of those.
I am too.
And she may think there's more than one gender. I think there's only one gender. That should be the name of the show. There's only one gender. Boy, that's weird. All right. So how did we get here?
I don't know.
Anyway, so Kyle Moody got all moody, and it's, you know, that's a common response I've seen in that kind of thing from people who like Larkin Rose. His groupies are really, and there's pictures of Kyle like hugging Larkin Rose. Larkin Rose is a twisted dragon creepy contract violator.
I think.
Well, you know, I've done a little bit of work for Larkin Rose before.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. We've had him on the show. I'd never do it again, though.
Yeah. But well, I was, well, you know, it was, I volunteered to do something for him. It was essentially just visualizing a data grab off of Facebook. And I did it for him. And in return, he sent me a couple of free books with, you know, with his autograph on it. And when he posted
it, do you sleep with the books?
I think I still have
Kyle
one.
Kyle Moody would. Okay, go on. So what happened?
But he posted the visualization with a really sort of histrionic interpretation about it. It's like, you know, this, because it was essentially the population of anarchists is growing exponentially, and since
he doesn't know what that word means.
Right. Well, the chart actually did show exponential growth, but it was a very specific subset of people that, you know, it was directly from his page. So it could also just be that the growth of social networking was also growing exponentially at that time. So, but I just kind of sat back and didn't want to mess with it. But,
He's histrionic, which means hysterical like a lady, which means it's from the same word that hysterectomy comes from. So, yeah, he is hysterical like a lady, like an old tiny 1880s. Oh, I'm going to faint kind of lady. He inspires that and he attracts that. So the other thing I did was post a thing that, a talk like a statist did, said tonight on the Freedom Fiends. Did I name? Was it Larkin Rose? Like people I'd never have again.
Molyneux,
Larkin Rose, Kokesh, Molyneux, Cantwell. Yeah,
yeah. And somebody pointed out that Larkin was the only one that you only named by his first name. Everybody else was last name only.
Yeah, well, that's because I wanted to.
Well, because if you just said Rose, I mean, not everybody would get that right.
Are you tired of driving your kids to Gigi Allen's grave only to be unable to find the grave because some dick stole the headstone? Well, there is a solution. The Find Gigi Allen's Grave app for Android will give you door-to-grave directions. The Find Gigi Allen's Grave app uses advanced GPS protocols to guide you with voices to the exact patch of dust and grass where Gigi took his final dirt nap. Bring the kids. Do some needle drops at the Gigiest place on Earth. Gigi always had a huge underground following, but it's even bigger now that he's literally underground. So it's no surprise that lots of folks today take a pilgrimage to Gigi's grave. But getting there wasn't easy. Until this app. Forget Graceland, forget the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Those are plastic places for old people with jobs. Hell, even CBGB's is gone, and that former hallowed ground is now a yuppie coffee bar. The real rock and roll Mecca is an unmarked patch of grass in Littleton, New Hampshire, and our free app will show you how to get there. Get the Find Gigi Allen's Grave app today. Even if you're not planning to go there soon, the app is fun. The Find Gigi Allen's Grave app is covered by the BIPCOT No Government License, and it's from the good people at Beast Lick Internet Policy Commission Outreach Team, who also brought you Fiend Phone, the Freedom Fiends radio app, Bipcot, MeowBit, and of course, Truth, Justice, American Way. The Find Gigi Allen's Grave app is free. Get it today on the Google Play Store or on Amazon. Your family will thank you. And don't forget to rate and review. Worms, eating Gigi Allen's face.
Stop being so moody, guys. Yeah. That's gonna be the new. So the new, like, don't be a Dean, don't be a Richard is gonna be don't be a moody. Because what'd you say about high school? It made a lot of sense, man.
Oh, me? Yeah, I mean, yeah. If you're starting fist fights and getting in them regularly after the age of 18, once you're done with high school, that's just sad.
Or threatening to, or like, I'll take care of that.
Or, offering to.
I mean, how libertarian is that, too, to, like, offer to, like, you know.
Well, if he was requesting a payment and then offering, then that'd be plenty libertarian.
There you go. That's what makes violence libertarian is if you get paid for it, right?
Exactly.
No, we're kidding. For people who don't know, we're kidding.
But the whole, but with that particular situation, you know, he was offering his services because he was close by. But for that exact reason, I didn't really expect the people that were making the threats to me were actually going to come all the way to New York to do anything to me. So I really wasn't worried about it. So I just found it odd.
Well, he lives 4 hours from me, but.
But I didn't find it odd that this person would offer to do that.
Coming to my house and doing something crazy would be really crazy.
Yeah, I don't think.
It'd be a bad idea.
It'd be a bad idea. Yeah. If you could find me. So anyway, so what I'm saying is, like, I really, that kind of libertarian bums me out. That's like the Larkin Rose, the Chris Cantwell, also the guy's all talk. So he's talking about shooting cops. He's all talk, man.
Why would you even say that?
I know. It's crazy. It's not a solution. Doing it brings more cops. It doesn't bring liberty. I mean, I know cops do horrible things to people all day, every day, and,
well,
you know.
I mean, theoretically, if enough people did shoot enough cops, it would stop the whole thing, but.
Well, that's the Larkin
Rose.
It's
not a pragmatic approach.
I wonder if that's sort of how Cantwell ended up on the road to cop worship, if he just had that. Because he used to be that super, like. Promoting
he started
violence.
It in. He didn't start
he
it in Liberty
for Halloween,
but
he
started it in our world. You know, like the people we know.
Yeah, but then he had this confrontation with some people so late some night in Keene, and a few cops came by, and he.
He tried to start a fight so he could shoot somebody, basically, on the street.
He was antagonizing the people so he could possibly. But he just wanted a video. I think
he
really
filming
wanted
it
a video.
Too.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't think he was actually trying.
He wanted
a
videotape of
content
where he pulls his gun.
Yeah, he wanted
and gets
content
to be the hero.
For his channel.
Yeah, yeah.
But then, because the cop was actually helping him out in that event.
Well, like,
they knew him by name. Chris, calm down, Chris.
I'm wondering if he had some sort of, like, if that just triggered some cognitive dissonance that set him on this cop worship.
And, you know, he did it to get hits on his website, and he got about 500,000 views on that on YouTube. I have a video on YouTube that has about 500,000 views, and it's an instructional gun video with no violence. If you want to Google it, it's called How to Shoot a Handgun Faster and More Accurately. It's my most popular video. It's got about 85,000 views last time I checked a few weeks ago, I think. But so you can get that kind of views, you know, without, and it's kind of what led to that short video is what led to me making the DVD Gun Training with the Non-Aggression Principle. And someone made a mock-up joke cover of that of Chris. It was instead of Michael Dean's Gun Training with the Non-Aggression Principle, Volume 1, Basic Handgun and Rifle. They changed, used the same art, but to put a picture of Cantwell, like waving an AK in the air from his flag shooting video. And it said, Chris Cantwell's aggression training. What was it? It was aggression training with the non-gun God, it was so funny. What was it? Oh, gun training with the, I don't even know what it was, but it was like a reverse of that of like, and it was volume one. It was volume one, escalation and muzzle sweeping.
Yes.
Because he does both of those things.
Have to almost shoot your foot off.
Yeah, some of his videos are pretty hard to watch in that regard, especially. Yeah. I mean, overall, but in that regard, too.
So basically, it comes down to don't be moody, which should be the new thing, I think, is don't be a moody. Like, you know, why would you come on to, like, a really kind of funny, clever post and just start, like, screeching for murder?
What I was going to say about him in particular, I mean, I don't know if it's necessarily all Larkin fans, but there is a segment. Well, there is a segment. He seems like somebody, like I said, all of my interactions with him over the couple of years that I've seen his name around, he seems to be like stuck at perpetually in the angry anarchist mode, where he's quick to jump on anything. He's like a noob on everything because he gets suckered in. Kyle. Maybe he's high on the maybe he's high on the Aspergerian scale, and sarcasm and everything is completely lost on him. So he just automatically. I don't know. It's possible.
Yeah. Maybe
Maybe. Those are usually the ones, like I've said before, the angry anarchist phase. I went through it, and I know a lot of people that do. But the ones that don't come out of it quickly are usually those type of people that keep not getting the jokes for a while and keep getting set off pretty easily.
This isn't going to make him happy.
Well,
yeah. So, you know what? That's the anarchist version of, like, the Glenn Beck, the guy who watches Glenn Beck while polishing his bayonet. And, like, it really is, you know, it's just the non-constitutional version of that.
Kind of, so yeah.
Yeah.
We've got our crazies.
I also, like, I really I don't want to goad anyone to violence, but how come everyone talks about that and never does it? And I'm not saying they should do it, but it's like, they're just talkers, you know? They're just...
No, I totally get what you're saying.
They're keyboard warriors.
They shouldn't do it, but it's also, like, they shouldn't do it, and also they're never going to. They're just trying to be edgy.
Yeah.
That's all.
Well, you know, Cantwell's... Well, some people do, but a lot of times the people you want to be afraid of are the ones that never talk about it. Really, the people that to be most afraid of, if you're the establishment, I think, are the people who aren't even on the internet.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you're right.
Yeah. But, you know, like, it's weird too how often I see, you know, calls for violence against police, because I remember, like, 5 years ago, some constitution-loving vet, like, got put in a mental hospital in Virginia for 3 days for doing that. Do you guys remember that? He was posting, like lyrics from a rap song about, like, vengeance and swords or something.
I think that's right.
And he, you know, the sheriffs in Virginia picked him up and 5150'd him for 3 days. For 2 weeks, I think. He had to get there's some, like, law firm that's like the Libertarian ACLU got him out.
Libertarian
ACLU. It was completely illegal, but it's like
they're all in their mind.
I block one of those twice a week. You know, it's weird that it's become something that is so wild. You know what I think it is? I think the government lets people say that on the internet now instead of throwing them in a mental hospital because they're gathering a database. And, you know, you could say, yeah, well, you know, my site's friends only. No, the guy in Virginia that got thrown in the mental hospital, that was a private chat between him and two other people on Facebook. It was like his sister and one other person. Yeah. Yeah. That's weird.
Well, I think it's different then, because in that circumstance, it's his family that must have been reporting him.
And no, it wasn't. It wasn't. Seriously. The people that he was talking with are totally on the page with him.
Oh, that's
he wasn't reported. Facebook was spying on him. Like, some keyword made someone at Facebook look at it, and they called law enforcement in his area, and law enforcement threw him in jail or in a mental hospital.
Well, maybe he is one of the quiet ones. Well, I think in a sense,
Facebook jail.
Well, look, I mean, we were just mentioning earlier that the people you need to worry about are the quiet ones, and it could be that they noticed he didn't post it publicly. It wasn't a private chat, so they took the threat more seriously as a result.
Maybe. Yeah. Could be. I think it's more just like the luck of the draw who gets zucked, you know, like real Facebook jail. Because that's happened several times, more than five, you know, that I've heard of. Mm-hmm. Jail or, you know, I mean, there's a kid. Isn't there a kid in Canada who's like facing 10 years in prison for like posting a threat to some politician or something?
Oh my god,
that sounds familiar too.
Yeah, I know.
I've heard that story.
I mean, it's not a good idea everywhere. To threaten anybody, but
it really isn't. It's not a good to threaten anybody. It's not good to threaten anybody, especially if you're going to do something. You know, like you don't want to
blow your cover. Why don't you?
Yeah, Kyle.
Well, Canada also has different laws than
this is what they call motive.
Yeah, so it's motive and it's premeditation and it's a pattern of. So what did Cantwell do, Phil?
Huh?
Phil,
no, he said Canada has different laws.
Oh, Canada.
Yeah, so Canada has
Cantwell has different laws.
No, because there was a recent case. I think it was finally dismissed, but somebody was actually facing some serious legal repercussions for making fun of feminists. In Canada.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah. They don't have free speech there. Yeah. Well, good. Free speech is like dicey, but yeah, it's hate, they have hate speech laws. Yeah. So, I have a page. Let's move on. I have a Patreon account. So, moving on from people who want to kill cops,
send me money.
Yeah. Hashtag please donate. I have a Patreon account. I have 5 followers giving me a total of $38 a month. I'd like more to help pay expenses on here and buy burritos and cat food and lingerie.
More for than the cats. I was getting from first 5 followers on Patreon.
Well, I'm pushier than you and probably have eight more fans than you do.
This is actually true. I actively did not mention our Patreon page on our podcast for like the longest time.
I'm going to mention it every day. Every like 5 times I mention it. So far, I think one person has added. So if I just do that every day, you know. Also, I've been doing Liberty Media a lot longer than you. I've been doing this show since 2011, and I've been podcasting since 2006.
This is true. So I've only been,
almost
I've
daily.
I've only
daily.
Been podcasting for 2 years.
So what else? Really quick, Purse.io. You can spend Bitcoin. You can get discounts at Amazon. Or you can trade Amazon gift cards for Bitcoin. Go to freedomfees.com.
Which is the coolest thing ever.
Click on the link that says Purse. In the top right.
Especially for somebody who may or may not get paid in Amazon gift cards. So one.
Yeah. Yep. And also, I think we're looking for a female co-host. I said this in the first hour, but if you think you can be a female co-host and can live with my demands like these guys do, send me a little short note and maybe a link to any audio you have or audio video. Doesn't matter what you look like. I just need to hear you talk. Send it to me at bipcoin@gmail.com. That's Bravo India Papa Coin at gmail.com.
There might be a couple of girls leaving Free Talk Live soon. Maybe.
Only because they'd quit. They'd never fire him.
Oh.
Yeah. Man. I posted about not loving the sound of a couple of hosts there. I like Melanie, what she says. Her voice just needs
You're
work.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends, tasing you with liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com.
Hi, have you heard about Bipcoin? Not Bitcoin, but Bipcoin. Bravo, India, Papa, Coin. Bipcoin is a new cryptocurrency that you can start mining today for free on ordinary computers. Unlike most altcoins, Bipcoin is not a clone of Bitcoin. Bipcoin is based on entirely new, more recent, and better code called CryptoNote. So unlike Bitcoin, Bipcoin has truly untraceable transactions, does not require specialized mining rigs, and has adaptive limits. Plus, Bipcoin is the only cryptocurrency covered by the BIPCOT no government license. This allows use and reuse by anyone except governments and government agents. If you're still kicking yourself in the head for not getting in on the ground floor of Bitcoin, start mining, using, and trading Bipcoin today.
Not a guarantee.
Mining Bipcoin costs you nothing but the electricity to run your computer. And we already take Bipcoin for stickers and buttons. Go to bipcoin.org. That's bipcoin.org. Once again, that's Bravo India Papa Coin.org.
So, my final act. Redemption in the third act. What about Murder Dog?
Oh, she's digging up one of the rugs I have in the kitchen.
Not
Yeah. You don't murder dogs. You love dogs. We call you murder dog because that's a nickname for pibbles.
Yes.
Pit bulls.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I have,
you
have pit bulls. I have a pibble.
You have three quarters of a pibble.
Oh, well, yeah. She's half a pibble, but you know, looks like a pibble.
What's the other half?
Boxer.
You know, have you ever seen that site? There's a site that has like every dog combination and pictures of them. It's really awesome. Have you seen that?
The AKC website?
I don't know. No.
Because they don't have every breed. No. I probably haven't seen
that. No, every mixed breed. Like,
yeah, I probably haven't
seen that. Pibble, Chihuahua, etc., you know.
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about, but I don't think I've actually seen that.
Yeah, so I want to talk about a couple things. One is an announcement is that I successfully improved the Fiend's audio last week and no one even noticed. I wasn't on all last week. I was feeling really like hit by a truck from getting off of Pregnazone. Today's 2 weeks off Pregnazone. I was on it for 2 years. Yep. And the first week off it, I mean, I still, like I slept 9 hours last night and I had to take a 2 hour nap tonight before I could do the show. Like I still, but I'm waking up with, like I was waking up with no energy. I was like dead for like a week. And that was last week. And then this week, you know, the week after that, it was like, you know, I wake up with a lot of energy. Like I have more energy than I've had in years. And then, you know, 3 hours later, I feel dead, but it's been like 4 hours the next day and longer till it's been up to like 8 hours today. Awesome. And then I had to sleep 2 hours, but it's getting better. So last week I wasn't on and I tried something. Basically, somebody I know, several people I know have been running little, let's call them community radio stations without waiting for permission from the government on open stations, on open channels that are unused. If you want to know how to do that, Google Make a Liberty radio station for $120 or go to the Freedom Fiends and search that. There's a Cash Newman guest post. But the Freedom Fiends, I've always basically, you know what the loudness war is? Do you guys know what that is? It's a thing in music of how music's mastered, where like over the years, the volume of records and then CDs has gotten louder and louder and louder to like, you know, if you look at the waveform, like of a Led Zeppelin record, you know, it fills like a quarter of the space. And if you listen to like even a pop record now, it's like all, it's a brick. You know, you look at the waveform, it's like no space at the top and bottom of it. It's because they got louder and louder to play on radio. You know, so they'd be louder than the song before it. So if you weren't really listening, it would kind of pull you in, but it also kind of degrades the audio quality a little bit. But I've always produced the Fiends like that, and we sound pretty good overall anyway. Maybe a little compressed because we're on talk radio and we're using their files and what goes on a radio hat. The reason it has to be compressed on talk radio is because part of it is the technology of the transmitters, and it's better than it used to be, but like it, there's not a lot of dynamic range in an AM radio signal. So they make it fit that, but it's also so like you can hear what's being said on the radio, so it's kind of all the same volume and all loud. So you can hear what Rush Limbaugh is saying, even if you're driving in the car and you have two kids screaming in the back seat, like you can still hear it over the kids and the sound of the engine and the wind and stuff with the window open. You know, it's loud on talk radio all the time. So it works in any environment. You can listen to it, but they've started doing that with music too. And it, so I've been doing that with the Fiends, like the Fiends, you know, when you look at it in the editing program, has looked like a brick for the whole time. And I realized that when people take those MP3s and rebroadcast them, they don't sound that good on radio because there's no, it's something with the compression of even FM radio. Like there's not enough headroom. There's too much, there's no headroom. And it's also louder than other things for stations that are amateur, you know, that don't have the money for the equipment that makes everything the same volume. So it doesn't really work that well for radio, and it's actually better for talking to make it like 60% that loud. So that's how I've been making it the last few weeks, and it's been a lot better. I didn't get to talk about the guy that was almost a fiend that turned out to, anyway, it was almost a fiend, but he was 4 hours late. He slept through his audition, basically. So I said, no, send the mic back.
Well, yeah. Snooze,
Jeremy didn't do that till he was on for a week or a month or two.
Yeah, I waited until I was on for 2 months before I slept through a show.
Good.
I'm sleeping through a show right now.
I'm sleeping through
a show. Hey, as long as the audience isn't sleeping, we're good.
They're sleepwalking listening.
As long as the audience
isn't sleeping. They're all drug addicts listening this time of night. They're crazy people who are drug addicts or alcoholics, insomniacs, unemployed, the unemployable, worms. We love our audience.
Yes, we do.
People in other countries
listening
live in their day jobs.
Thank you for your meth addicts, truckers.